Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Here we're in this auspicious place.
Здесь, в этом особом месте.
Before the Nitai Gaura Chandra deities.
Перед божествами Нитай Гаура Чандры.
Here in the mountainous region.
В этом месте гор, регионе гор.
Great sages and rishis used to meditate in the mountains.
Великие риши и мудрецы, они медитировали в горах.
So we're performing sacrifice here.
Они проводили яги в этих горах.
In the presence of many Vaishnavas.
И сейчас мы в присутствии множества Вайшнавов.
In the sunny day.
В этот солнечный день.
In the midday.
В середину дня.
During the Rohini Muhurta.
Сегодня мы делаем
Rohini.
Rohini Muhurta.
So this is very auspicious.
Это очень благоприятно.
Om Tat Sat. There's many aspects to this initiation.
Есть множество аспектов инициации.
One is that the devotee is being connected to the spiritual master formally.
Один из аспектов, что преданный соединяется с духовным учителем формально.
Before the disciple was under shelter.
До этого ученик был под прибежищем.
But even if he made, it was a practice period, and if he made mistake, it didn't bring karma to the guru.
И до этого, если ты какие-то совершал ошибки, то никакая карма на гуру не ложилась.
But now, after initiation, whatever the disciples do, that's sinful or against the principles.
И после инициации, если ученик совершает какие-то греховные действия,
the guru has to also suffer.
И гуру тоже будет страдать.
So one has to stay within the boundaries.
Тот, кто это сейчас проходит посвящение, тот, кто получает его, должен быть очень.
And if there is some mistake, correct it as soon as possible.
Должен исправить свои ошибки как можно скорее, если он совершит ошибку.
Prabhupada used a very heavy word.
Prabhupada использовал очень жесткое слово.
Said if a disciple is committing sinful activities, he's a guru druhi. He's a killer of the guru.
Если ученики совершают греховные действия, он называл их гуру.
Друхи.
Гуру Друхи означает убийца гуру.
Радхи. Гоуранга. But they also, Prabhupada said that, oh yes. Нет контакт. Нет гуру.
Нет гуру. Нет контакта.
Сейчас есть.
Также Прабхупада.
Now the microphone is initiated.
Сейчас микрофон инициирован.
Connected.
Подключен.
So this also the rejoicing because the disciples are going back to Godhead. This is a matter of rejoicing, of festival.
Это смысл. В настроении, в наслаждении, когда ученики не идут к Богу.
Because one's going back to Godhead.
Тот, кто идет назад к Богу.
And Hare Krishna. Blooped. Fell in Maya. So we should rejoice, like you're sending somebody off to going on a big journey.
Например, если увидите кого-то, кто собирается в большое путешествие.
They're guaranteed to get back to Godhead as long as they don't deviate from the path.
Вы знаете, что он идет обратно к Богу до тех пор, пока он находится на пути.
Another thing is, of course, initiation means we're connected with the Guru Parampara.
Другой смысл инициации — это что вы присоединяетесь к Guru Parampara.
Formally accepted as a member of the disciplic succession.
Формально становитесь членом этой цепи ученической преемственности.
So that's also being from protection from the Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas and Krishna.
Получаете защиту от Прабхупады, предыдущих ачарий.
In the scriptures it says that the initiation is like a touchstone.
И писания говорят, что инициация — это как камень алхимический.
You can touch a base metal and turn it to gold.
Когда вы прикасаетесь этим камнем, этим к металлу копичному, становится золотом.
So that the disciples are transformed and they're spiritualized.
И ученики, они трансформируются и духотворяются.
We get new spiritual names.
Получаете новые духовные имена.
That means that Krishna will call us by that spiritual name.
Это означает, что Кришна зовет вас этим духовным именем.
He's not going to call us Olga or Luri or
хочет называть Ольга или Юри.
Whatever, and we're going to call us by the spiritual name.
Будет называть духовным именем.
And in our society, we should also address them by their spiritual name.
И также точно нужно обращаться в нашем обществе по духовным именам.
They have their own spiritual identity.
Есть такая духовная идентификация.
Somebody asked me, they said that they were told that the name we get is according to our Dibya Sarupa, our spiritual rasa.
А кто-то меня спросил, вот это духовное имя, которое я получил, оно как-то относится к моей духовной сварупе или какой-то духовной расе?
That may happen, but it's not necessarily like that.
Может быть и так, но это не обязательно так.
Because
потому что
right now, whatever our body is, we may have a male body or a female body.
Потому что сейчас какое бы тело с ним не было, мужское или женское.
So we give names according to the gender also.
Мы получаем имена согласно нашему полу.
But someone in a woman's body may be a cowherd boyfriend of Krishna.
Ну, возможно, что кто-то из находящихся сейчас в женском теле является пастушком.
Or someone in a male form may be a gopi or a saki or a manjari or something.
А кто-то, который находится в мужском теле, возможно, является гопи, саки или манджари в духовном мире.
Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Например, Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I think he was a kasturi manjari in the spiritual world.
Он был кастури манджари.
I'm not sure about one. Which manjari he was, but I think it was kasturi, but I may be mixed up.
Huh?
Ananda. Oh, Kamala. It was Bhakti Siddhanta was kasturi? Kamala, okay, he's Kamala. So that doesn't have anything to do with Bhakti Vinod. But in, as long as he's in this world, and that he's called as Bhakti Vinod. Then, so that's also important that we get a spiritual name. We got our kuntis, which I mean we're under protection of Guru and Krishna.
Это очень важно, что мы получаем духовное имя, наше кантимало, это дает нам защиту от Гуру и Кришны.
We also take our vows.
Мы также приносим свои обеты.
And we also surrender.
Мы предаемся.
Once the Prabhupada was giving initiation, there was a boy sitting down in America. The boy and but the girlfriend came to the door. She called him. He got up and left the yagya. Prabhupada said he's not initiated. He was not ready.
So
he failed the test. Now in ISKCON we have many different gurus have different requirements, but we have our basic requirement.
Различные гуру имеют различные требования, но у нас у меня обычные требования стандартные.
That like I have a list of things I want the disciples to learn before initiation.
Есть список вещей, которые ученик должен знать перед инициацией.
They should read the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto and Bhagavad Gita twice.
Нужно дважды прочитать Бхагавад Гиту и первую песню Шримад Бхагаватам.
They should know the basic things they need for sadhana bhakti, like tilak.
Нужно знать основные вещи sadhana bhakti, такие как тилака.
Offering prasadam.
Предложение прасада.
The names of the gurus and the altar, the parampara. Different things. It's about 29 different things. Simple things. Things that if you took a bhakti program, you would know it. But because many devotees don't take bhakti programs, because they live in the congregation, so this is part of the training. In the modules, you give those trainings. Not yet. So, like this, but the minimum, of course, is 16 rounds and the four principles. And here in Russia, for getting the second initiation, you have to have the Bhakti Shastri, or sometimes, as exception, they have to take a test instead. So like this second initiation is considered also very important. We have a candidate here. Helps us to control the mind. Helps us to become closer to Krishna and Guru. So in this way we can advance faster in our Krishna consciousness. But if we have second initiation, it's also more serious if we make mistakes. Because they're like considered like priests. So whatever they do, it's more serious. And that's so bigger reaction. Like if a normal person commits suicide,
например, если обычный человек совершает самоубийство,
they become a ghost. But if a Brahmin commits suicide,
если Brahmin совершает убийство, самоубийство,
they become a Brahma Rakshasa.
Он становится Брахма Ракшаса.
Actually came in the newspaper. It came in a newspaper recently, and we saw it 2 days ago. That somebody on a bus, he cut off the head of another passenger. And he started to eat, cut off his meat and eat it on the bus. So who said, in the West, in the, some, maybe America or something. So he must be a Rakshasa. And the police were amazed, never saw anybody eating other people's flesh like that. So, Rakshasa's cannibal, horrible.
Rakshasa cannibal.
Or like, sorry to mention that.
Извините, что я это упомянул.
Used to be whole armies of Rakshasas in the time of Ravana. That Hanuman and Ram were fighting against the Rakshasas. Now, still maybe a few around, but we don't see it so much. So we definitely don't want to become a Brahma Rakshasa. We don't want to be a ghost either. Nobody should ever think about committing suicide. It's a worst alternative because it doesn't solve anything. Another one is just suffering worse. So also in the morning we see Yani Tani Chapapani Brahmahatyari Kani Cha. We circumambulate the Tulasi, we can be forgiven even for heavy sins like killing a Brahmana. That means that killing a Brahmana is more serious than killing a normal human being. This is some practical examples. Being a Brahmana means everything you do is more important. Of course, when one's a devotee, there's no prize chitya for mistakes. You have to just get properly situated. No prize chitya.
В определенных ситуациях нет проявщика искупления грехов.
Prize chitya, I mean like, just for normal bad karma, you fast for so many days, you do this, you do that, then you can counteract. But devotees recommend you just have to go back to your pure devotional service.
В обычной ситуации вы совершаете определенные действия, вы очищаете свою карму, но...
Should go back to their devotional service.
Они должны идти назад к Богу.
So like that, today we are having the different births. We have the first birth we get from the mother and father. We have a lot of babies here in the in audience.
Сегодня у нас второе рождение. Первое рождение вы получили от родителей. Вот видите, как родители с детьми сидят.
Second birth is from the
guru.
First initiation, the guru janma.
Первая инициация — это рождение гуру, гуру джанма.
And the third birth is taking the second initiation.
И третье рождение, когда вы получаете второе посвящение.
That's called Yagyik Janma.
Это называется Yagyik Janma.
So like this, we want all of you to bless the candidates here.
Вы хотите сейчас сегодня благословить этих кандидатов, которые сидят на посвящении?
Because they're taking this responsibility.
Что они берут свою ответственность.
They're taking a more serious role in their spiritual life.
Они будут более серьезными в своей духовной жизни.
So devotees should all aspire to be initiated.
Вообще-то преданный должен всегда желать получить посвящение.
But you don't have to rush into it. Don't have to rush into it. Don't.
Не нужно торопиться с этим.
That's why we have the someone's aspiring disciple. They're a sheltered disciple. We give a lot of chance for them to practice first.
Нужно сначала дать больше времени попрактиковать тем ученикам, которые вдохновлены, которые получили прибежище.
They can know the guru.
Они должны узнать побольше гуру.
They can become more mature in their devotional commitment.
Можно быть более зрелым в преданном служении, в совершении преданного служения.
So let's give them all a blessing now by chanting Hari Bol three times.
Давайте сейчас дадим благословение.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So also when we, this is a Vaishnava Homa. When we offer the flame is the mouth of Vishnu. So that fruit and other things is a Vishnu Prasad. It's you can eat it, it's prasadam. It's not a... Some people say that, oh, they think it's bad karma or something. Karma is burnt up by Vishnu. And this fruit is prasad. There is some karma kanda to the different devas and demigods that may have some karma, I don't know, but... As we never perform those yagyas. But this is a Vishnu Homa, and there's no problem to take prasad. In the time of Prabhupada, we used to always take the bananas, put in the fire, and eat the prasad. So when we have the initiation, also that starts that establish a soul-to-soul, heart-to-heart relationship with the Guru.
И процесс инициации — это установление душа в душу, установление связи.
As Vishnu Tattva said, that when you chant the holy name, you can get love of Godhead, you can achieve all the highest goals in life. So this Harinam initiation lasts even when you're in the spiritual world. Continues in the spiritual world. Because you chant Hare Krishna in the spiritual world. The gopis chanted in the separation by the side of the Kalindi River. So this is eternal. Of course, the relationship between guru and disciple is like a contract, that the disciple follows instruction of guru. Guru has to represent the guru parampara. If everything continues like that, it doesn't end. There's no expiry date. Hari Om Tat Sat. So this mercy is flowing down to the Guru Parampara, to the disciples. But Prabhupada also said that you're declaring a war against Maya. War.
Объявление войны Майи, когда вы получаете посвящение.
So Maya may test you.
Майя может испытывать вас.
Of course, you've already been tested by Maya. You've already been tested by Maya.
Уже кто-нибудь был проверен Майей.
And she will continue to test you.
Она будет, уже получали проверку, и она будет дальше вас проверять.
Don't leave your guard down. Be always strong in your surrender to Guru and Krishna.
Никогда не покидайте свою защиту, своего защитника, всегда будьте в связи с Гуру и Кришной, всегда оставайтесь.
So as members of this parampara, you are followers of Lord of Srila Prabhupada.
Члены парампары — это последователи Шрилы Прабхупады.
We want to help Prabhupada to carry out this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. Also to... So we hope you take some responsibility and help the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Take some responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness, do some seva for the local temples and yatras. Even though you have a guru now, doesn't mean that you shouldn't also listen to the local authorities. They're the representatives of the guru. The local authorities are also guides and counselors for your spiritual progress. So all the people that helped you to get to this point, you should be grateful to them. Offer them respect. If you have some doubt about what they're saying, you can check with your guru. Sometimes some disciple was in trouble and they didn't contact the guru. Then I asked, why you didn't contact me? Oh, you're so busy, I didn't want to bother you with my problems. You're so busy, I don't want to bother you with my problems. But that's the duty of the guru, to help. So that way we should not think it's not a botheration for the Guru. It's what his service is, to help the disciples to get back to God. If you can get help locally, that's okay. But if you're not still in difficulty, then you can consult the Guru. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Спасибо. Give him the mic.
Сейчас духовный учитель вызывает по одному инициирующимся, спрашивает их, какие обеты они обязуются соблюдать до конца своей жизни. Ученики получают четки из дерева Туласи, свои новые духовные имена, и после этого предлагают дандаваты свой поклон духовному учителю.
Who's the one lady that's just sitting in the yagya? She can also say the vows before her picture of the Guru. Second, come pay obeisance. She's first or second? First. Uncle Guru gets a Doshen donation too. So what are the four regular principles you're going to follow? And how many rounds per day Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Okay. Here base also to your Guru and to the deities.